Welcome to Careers from the Kitchen Table. Hey, 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 this is Raven, a.k.a. the talk show maven. And, wow, I am so thrilled you are back again because we have yet another amazing business owner that we're spotlighting today. Her name, Lori Crystal Eichels, a.k.a. the Authenticity Coach, lives her dream by empowering people to be true to themselves. And she is thinking partner who helps clients clarify who they truly are, what they most deeply desire in their lives, then guides them step by step to achieve it. Yes, she's described by clients as warm, creative, enthusiastic, and having a great laugh, and an attentive listener who offers thought-provoking feedback and challenges. Now, you know, doesn't that sound like someone that you want to do business with or at least find out more about? Show you right. As a certified life and retirement coach and award-winning visual artist, did I say award-winning? I sure did. And founder of The Authentic Communication, Lori is both well-grounded and able to help clients reach for the stars. And this is what you're going to find out today. You're going to discover your authentic self. You're going to find out why it's important to be authentic in your life and business, how to be true to yourself in a culture that pressures us to conform, why living authentically brings joy to your life and work, and that everyone is creative, and how creativity is part of an authentic life. I believe that, too. You know, I've talked or spoken about from time to time how important being authentic is. I believe everybody should be free to be themselves and work in an authentic and ethical way. Hey, that's just the way you should do business, point blank. So without further ado, I'm especially delighted to bring Lori on. Lori Crystal Eichels, a.k.a. the Authenticity Coach. Hey, Lori, how you doing, girl?
I'm doing great, Raven. Thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Well, thank you. You know what, you're deserving of it. And more people than not are starting to talk about how important it is to be authentic these days. But it took a while for people to begin to step out there and talk about that, didn't it?
Right. I mean, it has taken a long time. I know in my own life, it's taken a long time, many years, to really learn how to live an authentic life and how to be an authentic person. Mm-hmm. And for me, it is my top value.
I love that. Your top value. It's one of those things that you could say in a way, easier to say it than to do it, too. Correct?
Well, it is. It's easy to say. Sometimes it's even a word that is just thrown around a lot these days.
People don't understand what it is.
Well, they don't. And I just look at it as when we're talking about our authentic self, it's about being true to yourself. It's about doing and being what's most enjoyable or what you love to do. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the things and the people and the places that are really right for you, Raven, and where you really feel energized by them.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's just get right down to it and explain to some people what exactly being your authentic self means.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think of it like this, that we live in a culture that is very much concerned about teaching us who we're not. You know, we're taught things like, you know, Raven, you don't really want that as a little child from parents, from teachers. So we get the message that who we are and what we want isn't really true. And we have a lot of marketing. We just have lots of sources that tell us what we should buy and what we, you know, what we should do and how we should live. And so to live authentically is to get in touch with what is really right for us. And one example is that I'm right-handed. And when I write with my right hand, you know, it's very quick, it's very easy, you know, it's fun, I enjoy it. And when I write with my opposite hand, it is hard. You know, it's slow, it's frustrating, and it just isn't natural. So if something happened to my right hand and I had to use my left hand all the time, I would do that. I would practice and I would get better, but it would never be as natural. It would never be as authentic as writing with my right hand. And that's one example of lots of ways in which there are things that are just true about us and us uniquely, and we need to know what those are so that we can live authentic lives.
And living an authentic life once you do discover that and you start to really feel comfortable and free to be yourself and allow uh-huh. other people to be free to be them, it really does change your world and the way you look at things. Don't you agree?
It does. Yeah, I mean, it changes the world because when we start living our lives and making decisions that are in sync with who we really are, mm-hmm. and when we stop pretending to be someone we're not, and when we stop trying to please everybody except ourselves, and we start doing what we want to do, it does change our lives because we end up feeling much happier mm-hmm. and much more joyous.
And
I've seen that. I've seen that in my own life. I've experienced that, and I've seen it with the, you know, the hundreds and hundreds of clients that I've worked with.
Yeah, and not just in business, but in personal. I know for myself, you know,
yeah.
I realize, and it's hard for me because I'm one of those, I guess if you talk about colors, I'm very red and, you know, just kind of really go at it. Sometimes I have to say, calm down, girl. I think I got some of that AD. What is those little
ADD.
You know? Yeah, and a little controlling factor because, you know, being successful in business, you have to learn how to take control, and sometimes you know the bad part about it, that is you got to learn how to balance everything
right.
out, you know. But where I was going with that is when you begin to feel better and enjoy life a lot more when you don't put so much on yourself as trying, like you said, to be someone that you're not, trying to satisfy everybody. But then in the same term, you know, to flip that script a little bit, not expecting everybody to be what you want, and allowing them to be free to be them as well.
Right.
So both in business and in life, it can make your life, you know, just a lot easier, a lot less stress, because you've taken that pressure off yourself both ways. You're not as demanding and as picky and with other people, and you're not that hard on yourself trying to stay up on a status that you're really not, or do something that you really don't want to do. When you have clients that really have a struggle with that, how do you find a balance when you get a client that's really struggling with that? What do you recommend for them?
Well, when I have clients, and actually that's most people, you know, who are wanting to be more authentic and very often don't know what that means
mm-hmm.
for them, and they don't
but
know how to do it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They don't know what steps to take.
Right.
And one thing that I really emphasize is that it doesn't make sense to try and do it in one big leap.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's not going to happen. And that it makes great sense to just take baby steps. You know, so for example, Raven, you know, I just had a birthday. And there were people...
Happy birthday to you.
No, well, thank you. And there were friends and family who wanted me to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
But that just didn't feel right to me. That wasn't quite what I wanted. And I just thought about it for quite a number of weeks, and what I realized was I wanted to go to the prairie, which is a couple of hours away from us in Kansas City, away from there, and I decided that that was how I wanted to celebrate my birthday, not have a party. And my husband and I went, and we had a great time, and that was right for me. Now, that was a small thing. You know, it didn't change the whole world, but I just had a great time, and I enjoyed it so much more than having a big party.
Yeah.
So I tell my clients,
you did what
to
you
start
want to
out,
do on your terms. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Because years ago, I would have thought, well, you know, I'll have fun at a party, and they want me to have a party, so I'll have a party. But no, that wasn't really what I wanted. And so when I work with clients, it's helping them get in touch with what feels right for them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for example, I had a client who was a lawyer, and we were talking about this very issue. And I asked her, well, what feels right to you? And she just looked at me, and she said, I don't know what feels right. And then I just looked at her because I am in touch with my feelings, and I wasn't quite sure how to respond to that. So I thought about it for a while, several days, and ultimately I realized that the one possible answer for her, which we talked about later, was that she needed to pay attention to her body, because the body doesn't lie, and it really helps to start becoming aware of what is it that is unique for ourselves, what are the body sensations that tell us that something is right. And for me, I caught myself sometimes smiling from, you know, just grinning from ear to ear. And when that happens, I know that what I'm doing is right for me. Sometimes my hands start buzzing. I know that sounds funny, but it's true. You know, they start buzzing, and then I know that I'm really energized by what I'm doing or the people I'm being with. And so those are ways that I know those things are right for me. And everybody has their own ways of knowing that, but they have to pay attention and start making the connections.
So really, in the way you're saying, it's really within how you feel, and feelings can come in your hand, it can come in your heart, it doesn't make you smile inside, it doesn't make you a little nervous, is your palm or your hand sweating?
Yeah.
Those are things that could be a clue, correct?
Right,
okay,
right.
Sure.
But we have to sort it out for ourselves, because
how do you do that?
Well, it actually takes some time, you know,
okay,
where people have to consciously make a decision, okay, I'm going to start paying attention to this. And it can also be helpful then, as we're, you know, taking time to notice,
mm-hmm,
to jot it down, you know, whether we're taking notes on our smartphone or our computer or on 3x5 cards, but
mm-hmm,
start keeping track, or a little notebook, start keeping track of what feels especially good. What is it that lights us up genuinely? Not like a should or an ought to, but like
it
really
lights you up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it really lights you up.
I always say makes you smile in the inside and out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So those are ways, mm-hmm, in which we know that we're doing what's right for us, and it's going to be different for different people.